I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Tuesday, February 12th, 2019.
The eve of Valentine's Day.
Yes, indeed. I don't like holidays in the middle of the week. I know Valentine's not really a holiday.
That was Christmas and New Year's this year, too.
Yeah,
it was.
If memory serves me correct, I think July 4th falls on a Wednesday this year.
Really?
Oh, rough. That's rough. Or it's definitely in the middle of the week because I feel like it was the same last year, too, because I was doing events around it and trying to figure out when to do it week before or the week after.
Yeah, this just kind of a little forewarning there. Actually, I think we're looking
at it. Yeah, it's a Thursday, actually.
It's a Thursday.
Yeah.
Still just as bad. So, anyways, if you have made it through the cold and flu season without being affected, kudos to you.
Yeah.
You might be running on thin ice, though. You might want to beef up your immune system. There's a doctor that says that if you can do that by eating either probiotic-rich yogurts or taking a probiotic supplement.
I think that all starts about your immune system. All the gut bacteria is the big building block for your immune system. So keep that up, and you can fight off colds.
Yeah, a study back in 2017 found people who ate probiotic-rich yogurts were found to have beefed-up immune systems compared to those who just didn't do it at all. They say that the probiotics seem to interact with the molecules inside our intestines doing a variety of things, including helping kill viruses and bacteria.
There we go.
And keep them off of taking a hold of your body. So they say if you're going to go the yogurt route, make sure you get one that says it contains live and active cultures and contains at least 6 grams of protein, no more than 200 calories, no more than 4 grams of fat, and no more than 30 grams of sugar.
All that information.
I have to say, I've been taking probiotics like pretty regularly now, just off of a recommendation from a friend, and it really has made me feel better in general.
Like capsules
overall,
or the capsules or yogurt?
Capsule. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Very good. That's good. And how long you been on it?
Probably about a month and a half. And and I don't, there are different kinds, you know, and I've had yogurt before too, but the capsules themselves seem to really help just keep me feeling like, you know, sometimes you just feel a little nauseous or yucky.
Yeah.
They help with that feeling. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Very good. It's good to hear that. So, Tropicana Field, that's where the Rays play down in St. Petersburg. It's one of the first, in fact, it is the first stadium in the United States to go 100% cashless.
Wow.
So next time you go to watch a baseball game there, you'll need to bring the plastic. And basically they say the reason for that is that if they eliminate cash on concessions, buying tickets, buying merchandise or whatever, it actually speeds things up.
The lines move quicker. Now, if you do have cash, you have to buy a gift card and then can only use the gift card because they want you to just zip through the line, especially the concessions.
Yeah, this is so it's a foreign concept to me. I saw it the other day walking into a coffee shop and it said cashless store. And I was like, well, wait a minute. I mean, you know, cash is supposed to be the primary form of, you know, transactions here, but a whole stadium, like I could see that making a few people angry, especially those baby boomer
folks. Now, if they can only speed up the line in the ladies' room.
Yeah. Hey, and by the way, I was saying earlier on the air, too, the problem isn't so much with the customers using cash. It's the fact that people don't know how to make the change.
I think that's part of it. Yeah, right there. And the manager's name is Cash, so he probably flipped out when he saw the Tropicana Field no longer accepts cash. What?
Cash doesn't accept cash. Imagine that headline.
Right?
No, is there okay, Coach? You can come
in. We talked also about losing your cash when you were buying a plane ticket. I'm looking for flights to California, and so I'll get an alert from Kayak or something.
Right.
We found a flight from Orlando to Los Angeles for $175.
Wow.
And
round trip?
And then I'm looking at it, and it's like, well, it's got like an 8-hour layover. You're going from here to Timbuktu and back, and
you got to pay for a seat. You want to be inside the plane? Oh,
yeah. You want air? And there's no assigned seating or anything. I'm like, well, that's the problem. Is that we kind of always going on price, and so that what's kind of led to the airline companies charging you for bags.
And how much did they make last year on baggage fees alone?
$4.6 billion
in 2017.
No wonder they're doing it.
Yeah, why not? So, and they just jacked up the rates for the major airlines. Right. They went from $25 to $30. So this is where this business model actually started off on CNBC's Shark Tank, and he kind of they didn't like his business model at the time, but he tweaked it. Now he's launched it. It's called Lugless. And what it is basically is they'll ship your bags to your destination for you via UPS or FedEx. so you're not paying those baggage fees. When you think about it, he says that he can send a package under 50 pounds to wherever your destination is for $28, which is $2 cheaper right. than the airlines. But that's not really the big picture. If you have a big family or you have multiple bags, this actually could pay for itself, considering you can ship three 50-pound bags for $82 via FedEx or UPS. Mm-hmm. That'll cost you $220 wow. with the airlines.
Okay, that's a big difference right there. It'll get to the same day?
Same day.
That's the deal?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I could see where that would definitely pay off with the bigger families. I mean, you wouldn't want to do it with just yourself. But if you've got a ton of luggage or you're, like you said, Storm, you're doing Christmas gifts and everything yeah. else, it could definitely pay off.
Yeah, you print the label at home. You can bring your items to a UPS or FedEx store, or they'll come and get them for you, and then they'll send them to your destination, or you can pick them up from the FedEx or UPS store at your arriving city.
Interesting.
Washing your dishes. Sometimes it happens. You have a big party. You don't realize. Did you pick up the dish soap? No, I thought you did. Oh, we're out of dish soap. So, on a pinch, can you use hand soap instead? The answer is yes, occasionally.
But you got to rinse it better, too.
Yeah, because I thought soap was soap, and that's not necessarily true. Liquid hand soap is much more milder than dish soap.
Right.
It will dissolve easier in the water and foam better because it's used, you know, we want to see foam when we're making washing our hands. But they do contain some additives that are not been approved for being around food items. Mm. So we don't know what's going to happen. They say, you know, if you do it on a pinch type thing and you rinse it thoroughly, you should be fine. However, never use laundry detergent to clean your dishes. It's a different type of...
Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame. That's like adding Dawn to the dishwasher. You end up with a big mess. Plus, you said there's like additives and chemicals and stuff and fragrances that are worse.
Think about the Tide Pod Challenge, and then you can understand why it's probably not a good idea to wash it with your dishes. But they said that even better than hand soap, and it works very well because it absorbs grease, is grabbing the old box of baking soda, a little bit of water mixed together to make it a paste, scrub it on, and rinse it off.
I wonder why haven't they made soap with baking soda in it?
They probably have.
I'm sure they do.
Maybe they have, I've never looked for it,
And then we talked in honor of Valentine's Day coming up here. We looked at some songs that lyrically sound very sweet and beautiful, something you would want to give your sweetie. But if you talk to the writers, it had nothing to do with love.
Yeah, here's what they really meant.
You know, a song that we play a lot here is Extremes More Than Words, and it is. I remember when it came out in the 90s. It was at everybody's wedding.
Exactly, yeah.
And come to find out, the singer-songwriter, part of Extreme, which is Nuno Bettencourt, said that he's actually using the word as I love you multiple times, but not as a sense of you saying I love you. It's like you say it so freely and without any emotion that it's a pointless phrase.
Yeah, he says it's a Band-Aid in a relationship in that it is said so easily and lightly that it loses its meaning.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's totally the opposite of what everybody thinks it means.
Exactly, totally opposite. Lionel Richie's Hello. I thought this was great here because we joke a lot of times when we play, like, Every Breath You Take from the Police.
Yeah, we call that the stalker song.
Song. Hello, the video makes Lionel Richie look like a stalker.
Yeah, imagine this. Now, he's playing a teacher in the video, and he follows a blind pottery student around and is watching her from the shadows, watch her eat lunch and talk with her friends, and then he calls her on the phone and just breathes into the receiver.
Oh, that's romantic.
How creepy is that?
Yeah, it's definitely a creep factor.
Lionel,
100%.
He didn't like this one either.
Lionel Richie, he said after the video came out, he's like, oh my God, this is horrible. I'm sure it was a facepalm type moment. Seal's Kiss from a Rose screams Valentine's Day, right? Wrong. It was a dud when it was released, but when it was reborn a year later for Batman Returns in 1995, it turned out to be kind of the theme for Batman. So if you don't immediately think of Seal stomping around on a Gotham rooftop, moaning wildly in front of a flashing bat signal, you're totally missing the point here.
Just think of my lyrical dance classes. I feel like at any point it's like a rite of passage as a young lady if you take dance to do a dance to that song.
I can see it. I can see it.
And then finally we learned about back in 1966, the Beatles were the thing. It revolutionized the music, and Paul McCartney, one of the greatest songwriters of all time, wrote a really cute song called Got to Get You Into My Life, and it sounds so sweet. I got
to
get you, a person, into my life. But that's not what he wrote the song about.
No, that's when they discovered marijuana, and he was talking about pot.
He was singing a song about weed back in 1966 when you didn't do things like that. So, but, you know, now you listen to the lyrics. Oh, what was it then here? Oh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, I got to need you every single day of my life. Now you think of it.
Got to get you into
my... He's smoking, talking about weed.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then finally, we learned about a simple hack for finding some lost joy. I know I have a lot of lady friends that when they lose an earring, it's like it's traumatizing because you, it, 9 times out of 10, you're never going to find it, especially if it falls into a chair or a couch or something. But found a pretty cool hack. All you need is the stuff you already have in your house. You need a vacuum. You need a hair tie or a rubber band, and you need a pair of pantyhose or stockings. See, I think you might see where I'm going with this one here. Take the vacuum hose so it's free of attachments. Wrap the pair of stretched stockings or pantyhose around the opened end that you normally would put the attachment, and then put the rubber band or hair band over that to keep it securely on. Turn on the vacuum, and what will happen is the holes are small enough for the air to be sucked in, but if you were end up to find your earring, the vacuum will actually suction it into the stocking, and therefore you can retrieve it.
It like filters everything.
It's kind of genius. And for me, I don't know about, well, I don't know about y'all anyway. I don't even know if you wear earrings, but for me, it's the backs when they fall, and it's the most frustrating thing because then you have an uneven amount of backs, and I have to have a pair for every pair of earrings. Otherwise, I get like uncomfortable. It's OCD. So.
I can tell you, there's two kinds of radio morning shows: the kind where guys wear earrings and where guys don't wear earrings. And we don't wear earrings here.
That's so true. I thought she was going the other way. I thought she was going to ask if we wore pantyhose.
Oh well, hey, there's that too.
Of course we do.
Of course.
This is great though. It's a wonderful hack. I mean, you know that moment when you, well, like you said with your glasses storm, the little screw. But like when it falls, you know you have it in your hands, and then it suddenly slips out, and you're just like, no, and
slow motion video.
Your life flashes in front of you.
Yep.
So there's our show for today. Hope you enjoyed it for Tuesday, February 12th. Of course, we're on the air live. Yeah. Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and the radio.com app.
ABC. Hey,
bye. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.